What I'm about to say, I say with zero exaggeration. For my entire life, I let my spark get smothered by a heavy, dusty word. Failure. Today, we're going to talk about why that word is a ghost. Therefore, does not exist. We're going to talk about why you haven't failed and how the only way you could possibly is for you to stop living. Here's the cycle of the struggle. Some of my earliest memories of this started in the classroom. Between dyslexia, dysgraphia, ADHD, the simple act of learning felt like a war every day. I remember sitting at my plastic desk, getting these crazy tension headaches that would make me physically shut down. I would sit there and cry because I was convinced I was broken. That feeling followed me into adulthood as a cycle of quitting. Whenever things got hard or that old pressure would build up, I would just stop. I'd decide I couldn't do it, so I quit. And the moment I quit, I'd tell myself, see, you're a failure. It was a loop that I was stuck in. I thought I was documenting my reality each time I spoke those things to myself, but I was actually trapped in it. I remember hearing a quote a few years ago that started to rattle the cage of that cycle. It's a teaching from Buddha that lays out the blueprint for our entire reality. He said, "What you think, you become. What you feel, you attract. And what you imagine, you create." Think about that. What you think, you become. When I was in the classroom, I was thinking, I'm stupid. Therefore, I was becoming a person who couldn't learn. What you feel, you attract. When I felt the shame of quitting, I attracted more reasons to be afraid. I was using my imagination to create a prison instead of a life. But here's where it all changed for me. Here is that aha moment that finally wrapped it all together. I realized that I can't and I'm not enough weren't facts, and they weren't observations of my life. They were lies I was telling myself. The more I would tell myself those lies, the more opportunities my brain would look for to prove me right. The moment I changed my mindset, the moment I stopped telling myself those lies, I was finally able to see the truth. The truth is, I am capable. The truth is, I am resilient. And the truth is, the only reason I felt like a failure was because I decided to stop. Now, you might be thinking, okay, but how do I actually stop the lies that I tell myself? It's one thing to hear this lovely quote. It's another to live it. So here are a few techniques that I use to keep myself in that new headspace. The evidence check. When a lie pops up, like, I can't do this, I stop and ask myself if that's actually true, or if it's maybe just how I feel right now. And instead, I ask myself, where are opportunities I've succeeded in the past, no matter how small? I fact check my fear. And because of that, I challenge my mind to show me examples of moments where I've succeeded, which changes my mindset to I can do this. I also can't stress this enough. In the morning, before you check your phone, spend a few minutes imagining one thing that's going to go right today. What you imagine, you create. So in the morning, I build my success in my mind before my day even starts. I'll be honest with you. There were so many times I wasn't sure how my story would continue. That unknown used to terrify me. Not knowing the end would send me into a spiral of negativity and deep worry. I would lose sleep wondering if I was headed toward a cliff. But here is the beautiful part of the shift. I still don't know exactly how everything continues to move in my life. My future is still a mystery. But instead of feeling worried, I feel excited because I finally realized that I am the one writing the story. Because what I think I become, because I am in control of what I create today, the uncertainty isn't a threat anymore. It's a canvas. I want you to take this with you today. None of us are failures. A failure is a finished thing, but you are a work in progress. You are a living, breathing, new opportunity every day. And as long as your heart is beating, you are still in control of that unfinished masterpiece in your life. Stop telling yourself those lies. Look at the truth. You are still here. You are still learning and growing, and you have the power to create whatever comes next. What you think you become, what you feel you attract, and what you imagine you create. Go create a truth you can be proud of. As always, thank you for joining me today, and thank you for joining me in vulnerability. See you next time.